This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here winding down the last couple of Parshiot in Devarim. We come to Parshas Kisetze, a very famous Parsha about going out to the battlefield. Different aspects of different things. Of course, they talk about the idea of when there are enemies and wars and whatnot. But if we look at the beginning of the Parsha, we focus on the idea, Kisetze Lamilchama al Oyevecha. When you go out to war on your enemies, oftentimes I like to focus on the phraseology of the Parsha itself or the first pasuk, the first phrase. Kisetze, when a person goes out. When a person goes out into the world, right away he leaves his front door. He already has to, unless you're living in certain areas, but usually, especially in chutzars, especially in America, usually right away there's so much that a person has to combat. The values of the society is nothing like the values of Yahadut, the values of the Judaic life, of Judaism life. People don't value the same things. You go to work and they have very different value systems. Kisetze, when you go out, and it might not even be that the people in your aspects, in your work, are quote-unquote enemies, but they definitely are different to what you have and what you see in your own life. When you go out to war, when you go out to life, Kisetze, when you leave your house, how do you go about, how do you leave, and how do you present yourself in this world? How do you present yourself in this life? I oftentimes talk about how on the train, on the travel, I'll wear the hat for safety reasons and safety purposes, but dafka in the school, dafka in the public schools, I always wear the kippah because I want it to be that I try to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. I try to have a Kiddush Hashem. I want it to be that they see that it's a person who's trying to do for the students and trying to help the students, help the staff, and having a positive impact. When you go out into the world, how do you present yourself? How do you go out and about, and how do you make sure to be involved in the society? And it doesn't have to be even going to the workplace. It doesn't have to be combating your enemies, whether in the figurative sense or the literal sense, whatever a person has. And well, we could talk about if a person has to battle this or that. They love the smell of McDonald's. You can go out of your way when you go out and about. You go out of your way to take a route that takes a few more minutes home to avoid the Burger King, to avoid the McDonald's. You know, a person loves the smell of smoke. He goes a different route, so he doesn't go anywhere near any smoker or a drink, whatever a person's thing is. When you go out into the life, into the world, how do you present yourself and how do you combat whatever level you have in your own life, in your own way? The Hasidic Masters point out on Chabad.org, when you go out to war on your enemies, Hashem, your God, will deliver them into your hands right away in our Parsha. The Hebrew phrase, al oyevecha, on your enemies, can also be understood in the literal sense of on top of your enemies. In every battle, the way to achieve victory is to gain the higher ground. And it's interesting, the other day we went to a museum, they talk about the aspects of using the sky in order to win the battle. They needed the higher ground. Whoever had the better air force, whoever had the better aircraft, whoever was higher ground, kevayachal, was the one that was probably going to win. They talk about the aspect of battling that you need to achieve victory by gaining the higher ground. We must never stoop to the level of evil to fight it on its own terms. In the words of our sages, one who wrestles with a pig will become like a pig itself. One who wrestles with a filthy person becomes dirtied as well. Rather, we should rise above it, affirming our belief that there is no true existence other than God, and that nothing contrary to His goodness and truth has any real power. When our going to war is in a matter of on your enemies, we are guaranteed that God shall deliver them into your hands. That's why I don't like getting into philosophical debates or people. It doesn't really happen oftentimes, but sometimes people don't understand the Judaism way of life, and you know, they try to put their own agenda on you, and those kind of arguments, those kind of philosophical discussions oftentimes won't be won, because people don't look for logic. They don't look for the sense of the matter. You know, we could give 100 proofs from today tomorrow, and I'm obviously not the best person. There are much better organizations that could do that, like Chabad and Or Sameach and Eish, people who are really trained in these areas. But even if we give a simple proof that anybody would understand, when people come to it from an emotional aspect and they don't come with a realistic open mind where they'll actually listen to logic, you're never going to win. You can't come to an emotional discussion with logic, you know? It's like the old joke when a man and a woman are sitting down and there's a pin, a actual nail in the woman's head, and she's looking at him and he's saying, and she's telling him, you know, I'm in a lot of pain, Johnny. I'm in a lot of pain. And he says, yes, Samantha, you have a pin in your head. No, Johnny, I don't want you to solve the problem. I don't want you to take out the pin. I want you to understand I'm in pain. So he wants to fix it, which is very typical. And she just wants to be heard, which is also very typical. You can't come with logic to solve an emotional thing. So too, if we're dealing with enemies or dealing with people that are not on the same way, when you go out to try to interact with them, to discuss with them, you can't be on the same kind of a field. You have to find a level playing field because they're not going to listen to your logic. They want to talk to you emotionally about their way of life and their aspect. It's not going to work either way. So in the end, I think the best solution is just to be a shining light in your own way. Don't put your own agenda on them. Don't try to proselytize them. Don't try to convert them. Judaism, Yahudah, doesn't even want converts. We actually dissuade them 3 times, telling them, do you know how many mitzvahs we have? Do you know how difficult it is? You know how we're seen as like inferior by many nations. They look down on us. They don't give us the respect, and it's a burden, yada yada. But Baruch Hashem, those who persevere. But we have to show in our own life when we go out, just show them that it's a beautiful life. Don't tell them, show them. And I think that's a key a lot of times with our own kids as well. You know, you could talk to your kid till they're blue in the face how wonderful it is to do for others, to give to others. But if you never do it yourself, if you don't show them, they're never going to do it. Because you could talk till you're blue in the face, it'll go in one ear, out the other. You know, Shlaimi's mom always talks about how wonderful it is to do for others, and I never saw her lift a hand ever to cook or do it for anyone ever. So she really talks a big game and never does it. We don't want to be those kind of people. You have to show rather than tell. You have to do rather than speak. And I think when we show in life, when we go out into the life and we show a beautiful life and a upstanding life where it's a beautiful aspect to be involved in Judaism, that's really the best way to inspire others. And these wonderful people, these wonderful mechanchim who are very good at kiruv, I think that's what it is. They show a beautiful relationship, they show beautiful interaction, they show the Shabbos table, and they don't put themselves on others. They don't force Judaism, they don't force it on others. And of course, with kids, we want it to be, and we raise our kids to a beautiful life, but we can't force them to do things. But we have to explain to them how wonderful things are. It's exciting that Shabbos is coming. Exciting. You choose your kippah. You choose the stickers you want. You choose which thing you want. And what can we do for this? What can we do for that? What do you want to make for Shabbos? What do you think? Should we make something different? What do you want to bake today? It's so cool that we have all these kosher recipes, all these kosher shows and music. Oh, can you please put on that song, Abba, that song? See, we get them excited. We get them involved and we get them interact. Oh, where are we going to go today? What are we going to do today? Oh, I can't wait for camp. Can't wait for school. We're going to do so much fun things in a Jewish way. Showing them is much better than telling them. We can't stoop to the level of evil, and we can't stoop to the level of other people who want to rile us up and rouse us up on their terms. It has to be a level playing field. If you're going to go down to the level of the filthy person, you're going to become filthy as well, and they're going to fling their proofs at you. They're going to try to tell you from their aspect and their things. It's not going to work. It's not going to be in a successful mission. It's not going to be involved in such a way. When you go out to war in the world, and of course the Yetzer Hara wants to trip a person every day, and if not for Hashem, the Gemara tells us he would swallow him and kill him and eat him alive, in, not in that order necessarily, but he would literally take him down every day. We go out and we leave the front door, and already, you know, society and whatnot is already on our doorstep. You know, you step off and you see an advertisement for alcohol. They because that's what they see. You have a long day at work. What's the solution? Take out the Johnny Scotch, take out the vodka, take out the schnapps. I hear it a lot of times at work also. Let's go for happy hour at Tripsies and Sons. I'm making that up. But at the end of the day, that's what you want. You throw away your sanity, you throw away your sobriety just to give caution to the wind and not remember the whole night. That's the solution. That's not the real way of life. When it comes to how to go about things, we have to stand firm in our own self, and we could only be as strong as we can each day. We keep up day by day, and we keep up our life. When we leave Kiseitse, when we move outside the front door, we go out into the world, we have to keep up our strength, we have to keep up our way of life, and we have to think about how to go out and about being a shining example, showing. And of course, there are many, many, many people much, much better than me on many levels, but on my tiny Dalet Amos, if I could go to work and I could be someone who's helpful and trying to do a little more, you know, I saw him for more than 30 minutes, and even though he wasn't my student, I gave him a squishy, I gave him a chewy, so his sensory needs could be helped a little bit. You know, I don't really have that student, but they borrowed this thing from my room, that thing from my room. We could do a little bit to show that when we're born and bred in such a way, when we go out into the world, even though there are enemies abounding, and even though there's so many people around us, we could do what we can to stand our own ground, to make sure we have the higher ground, we have the better foundation, we have the better blueprints that is the Torah, that is our way of life. So when we think about Ki Tzeitzei, it's not just the milchama, it's not just about finding the enemies, it's not just we see the different people and these different aspects, and the Yetzer wants to try to get us 1,000 times a day, every day. We have to do what we can to stand strong, be a shining example. Do, don't tell. There are many people in many different examples in many different situations. They almost tried to proselytize me. You know what it says in Matthew 23:14? You can't tell me. You can't try to throw it upon me. That's the mistake you have. You can't try to force your views upon another. In Judaism, we have to show the beauty of the life. We show the beautiful way of life. We have all these items, all these objects that we connect to Hashem, the higher power, through, and we have a beautiful way of life. Every 7 days, we have the beautiful Shabbos. We have all these beautiful Yom Tov and these beautiful holidays. This is how we go out and about into our life. So as we remember to stand strong, we step front through our front door into the world, into society. Society is craziness all around it, lacking of any law and order on any respect in any mannerisms. We stand strong and true to ourselves, and we could really influence those around us every single day. Join us next time as we talk Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical messages to keep here on Tani Talks Parsha. And I'm your host, Tani.